Welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I am your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, can be followed over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. Well, our Chiefs absolutely dominated the Dolphins last night. Cold weather game. Fun to watch. It's interesting to hear the announcers talk about the Chiefs. They're like, this sounds like the old Chiefs offense this year. The Chiefs offense has stunk all year. Man, it's been so bad to watch. Man, I wish we had Tyreek Hill back. Oh, I love Tyreek. But it got me thinking when Mahomes' helmet got that chip in there and how cool of a collectible that would be to have. Because you would remember the exact game that happened. Game-used item. Absolutely epic, right? But if that something like that would hit the market, I mean, that would be probably tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, it's just a cool game-used collectible from Mahomes. One of one, 100% for sure. So it brings me to the next point. If you are to start picking up some Mahomes autographs, what should you be looking for that makes it sort of unique? Something that would stand out for you? Something that is not going to be kind of a run-of-the-mill item, you know, something that's going to hold its value because, you know, we may not be buying items for the value, but we certainly don't want to be buying a $1,500 item and have it be $700 in a couple years. You know, we don't want to see that. So if I were in your shoes and I was going to be picking up some sort of autographed Mahomes collectible, what would I be looking to purchase that would hopefully hold and retain its value? Well, first off, let's do a little bit of a backstory here on Mahomes. Mahomes, as far as doing autographs, he's done a really kind of a main public one he did at the GTSM show. What was that? It was after his MVP year in 18. So I think it was in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so that was 5 years ago. He's not doing one ever again. That's it. This guy doesn't like to sign really all that much to begin with, and he did not like that public appearance. That was not fun for him, and I get it. It's not for everyone. Another thing Mahomes doesn't like to do is inscriptions. He hates them. It's not a favorite thing of him to do. Just getting him to sign autographs, it sounds like it can be challenging at times, but he does sign. He signs a lot. He signs up at a place here not too far from where we're at, and he signs quite frequently. So that's good to see. It's not like it's like a one-year time kind of one-time-a-year kind of deal with Mahomes. So given that backstory information, this kind of leads me into what I would be purchasing if I was looking for a Mahomes collectible. So first off, one thing I would be looking for is anything with an inscription. If you get something that has a good inscription with it, for example, you know, 18 MVP, or if you're able to find any Super Bowl champs or Super Bowl MVP inscriptions, specifically Super Bowl MVP ones, those are the types of items that I would be looking for on an item that I would like to collect, whether it be a jersey, helmet, football, whatever it may be. I probably wouldn't do photos just because I know photos don't necessarily hold their retain or their value like premium items do, so football helmets and jerseys. So that would be the first thing I would be looking for. Anything with an inscription that I absolutely love, I would be picking that up if I could find one on a item that I resonates with me. The second item I would be looking for is something else that would be of limited availability. And what I'm talking about is any Rydell helmet that's no longer being made. For example, if you were able to find Mahomes on a older like Blaze helmet or something that's just not being made anymore, because it's going to be a limited quantity that he signed and they're just not going to be available anywhere. And they look very, very cool. So that would probably be the second thing that I would be trying to pick up there. The third thing I would be looking for would be if I was really into these things. I'm on the fence on them. I've had a couple of them before. They look cool. I know people really like them. And it's a custom helmet. So basically where you know, someone took a standard Chiefs Rydell helmet and they made it super cool. They added a different face mask, some decals to it, a visor, or whatever else. Maybe they painted it, okay? Maybe it's like a red mat now, or a black mat, or something along those lines, where they've made it kind of a one-of-one helmet. That's kind of what I'm getting at with Mahomes, is if you really wanted to pick up something, those would be kind of the three things I would be looking for. Basically, because there's going to be limited availability on them, and they're going to have, the value hopefully hold, if not go up in value. Who knows, really? Mahomes could always, change his mind. One day he wants to start doing more inscriptions, and he does it. You know, I can't predict the future on that one. But just based off the information I know right now, I would be looking for items with inscriptions, helmets that are no longer being made, and kind of custom one-of-one helmets that he had signed in the past. I don't think he's signing custom helmets anymore. That's just hearsay. Don't take it as, Jesus's word here, right? But those three things would be kind of what I'd be looking for. If you're looking for kind of the standard stuff as far as photos and standard NFL football, I don't know if those are going to be holding their value as much as those other types of items. The only way that they do is if you're able to pick them up at a good price now, and Mahomes' career keeps going on the trajectory that we see it going on right now. Maybe he wins another Super Bowl. And his autograph price that he is charging goes up. Therefore, the items that were purchased at a lesser value are now worth that. So that would be the only time I would see kind of a item that is kind of a run-of-the-mill kind of thing going up in value. But here's the thing with Mahomes. It's not only is he a great quarterback, which is the most popular position really of any sport. I mean, you talk about quarterbacks are probably the most marketable really of any sport, in my opinion, of American sports. He's in all the commercials. You've seen him in, State Farm. I mean, he's got a million stuff he's doing in around here as well. So he's going to be in the limelight for a while. And hopefully the Chiefs continue to play well. But we know Kelsey's not going to play forever. They've got to get some receivers in there. And hopefully, that's really kind of dumped out of me. Why not bring in some receivers? Surely they want to play with Mahomes. I know we had some salary cap kind of issues. You know, that's why obviously Tyreek was kind of let go, even though we did give him a decent contract. But he obviously took more money with the Dolphins. But, man, we got to get – if I was a wide receiver, I think I would be lining up to come play here in Kansas City. But next year, we got to get somebody in there. I mean, Rashee Rice is looking to be pretty good. My gosh, we got to get somebody like a Hopkins or somebody that can catch the damn ball, man. Gosh, it's so frustrating. But anyway, I just went off on a little bit of a tangent there. But so that's kind of the rundown on autographs. Now, if you're going to be talking about picking up some cards, and a lot of people are into cards. I'm into cards as well. They are just it's really overly done, in my opinion. There's so much out there when it comes to cards. And he does sign them at his signings every once in a while. So there are a ton out there. And it's really confusing. There's just so many to pick from. I would be overwhelming for me to try to explain to you which ones to buy because there's just too many. So from my experience, I think kind of the autograph stuff with the inscriptions, I think is going to be a little bit more rare than say his, Prism rookie card with a nice autograph. In my opinion, because I think he can probably sign more of those at any particular time, and they don't have any inscriptions. Now, his rookie year being 2017 was kind of like the last hurrah before kind of the mass producing. And they were still mass producing before then, but it seems like 2018 and longer, it seems to be the era of the mass-produced cards. So he does have that silver prism that's, not completely totally mass produced where there's like tens of thousands of them graded. But an autographed one of that, should it hold its value? Yeah, maybe so. Super Bowl tickets might be kind of cool. I'm on the fence on those, though. I think it's kind of still a niche market. Don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of ticket collectors out there. But not as much as the standard autograph stuff and not as much as cards for sure. It's definitely an emerging market. And if it merges more, that's definitely something that could hold its value, especially on the game that he was the MVP of. So that's my take on the Mahomes autograph market. You guys do what you want with the information. That's just kind of my experience and my knowledge on the industry for him. But again, buy what you love. I mean, everybody says that. It's so cheesy, but it just is true. Buy what you can afford. and buy what you like. I got a message from someone recently that was like looking to do some payment plan on some autograph, and I'm like, dude, no, like I'm not doing that. That's just wait till you save up your money and then buy it when you've got all the money. That's every single collectible should be like that. This is just fun stuff that we do on the side. It should not take away from anything that we are doing in our personal lives. I know Mahomes is a solid investment to some, but who knows? What if the Chiefs start sucking and he goes down and we never hear from him again? Who knows? Get an injury, it's something like that could change everything. So always buy what you like within your budget. All right, thanks again. A little long-winded there at the end there. I apologize. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. That's going to be followed over there on Instagram, @powersautographs. And I will see you on the next episode.